Hello, KMA Land, and happy Monday. This is Spencer Williams, and I am here on the Double X Factor. And every day on Mondays, my favorite co-host and friend.
You only have one.
Sandy. It's easy road to favorite.
Sandy Edie Hansen.
Welcome, Sandy. Sandy had a big milestone birthday last week. How are you feeling today?
I feel amazing. Let's get started.
Wonderful. Yeah. I love it. Well, we say all the time on the Double X Factor that we love listener suggestions because we want this show to really help other people in what they're going through. So one of our listeners said that they were having some trouble with some family members. And they said that they are a very typically evolved person, have worked on personal growth themselves. But then it seems when dealing with family members that all that just sort of goes out the window.
Isn't that true?
Yeah. And I think we can all relate. And I've done it before. You've probably done it. But right after you say something or do something, you think, wow, I'm better than that. Why did I go that route?
Well, you know, I think there's some pretty scientific reasons we do that. I think there's some trigger reasons we do that. I hope we'll get a chance to really dive into this. I love that we have listeners that want, you know, have specific ideas about things they'd like us to share and talk about. Because if you're going through it, there's a really good chance somebody else is too. And we would like to help as many people as we can.
So. Definitely. And we've said it before and we'll continue to say it, but you just take what's applicable to you. All of our situations are different. Some are very similar, but you can just filter through what will work for you in any given situation. And it doesn't even necessarily have to be family. I think we could just say people maybe, like you said, that trigger us, just difficult people in our existence that get to us. I think we could all name someone that isn't family that probably just has a way of rubbing us the wrong way. And I bet somehow this week we're going to come back to it's really about us.
Is that
a fair assumption?
Oh, I get so tired of looking within.
I know. We want to blame our family.
Well, I think family gets kind of a special place in our ability to work with boundaries sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
We just really struggle with the boundaries there. I think there's some really good reasons for that. But, you know, we tend to kind of revert to being our old childhood selves sometimes with family because it's a familiar thing. But it's a great opportunity for learning. It's really where you can find the deepest, most hidden trigger in you is with family.
Absolutely. And boundaries, it always does come back to boundaries. And too, I think family, the love we feel for family is usually so unconditional. But that right there comes with its own set of emotions and doubts and just things that we go through. So I'm excited to dive into this. And I hope that we help lots of listeners out there this week.
Yeah. And as usual, I think we'll have two very different perspectives.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a great week. Thanks so much, Sandy.